Have you ever felt your heart swell up when you see pictures of Mother Teresa feeding hungry children? Or gotten the chills listening to a Martin Luther King speech? That is the feeling of elevation, and up until now, scientists have overlooked it, opting instead to study the more common emotions like anger, joy, fear, and surprise. But psychologist Jonathan Haidt is high on elevation. He's discovering why we're moved by simple acts of kindness.
Elevation is elicited by perceiving moral beauty. That is, we see someone else do something that is good, beautiful, virtuous, above and beyond the call of duty. It feels like, well, it has a variety, people will often describe it in various ways, but the most consistent way that it feels is a warm, open, or glowing feeling in the chest. Sometimes people say they get choked up or they feel chills or tingles, but the chest, and really the heart, it appears to be the central place where you feel something. And then the most characteristic component of all is that elevation seems to make people want to be better people themselves and do good deeds for others. That's why I think it's so important for the study of morality.
Can you give me an example of a situation that would likely create the feeling of elevation in someone?
Sure. I can tell you one of the most powerful feelings that I had myself was I remember when Nelson Mandela came out of prison, and everyone was wondering what will this guy even look like? Nobody'd seen him for so long, and he came out. And if anybody had a right to be full of hatred, it was him. But when he came out and preached forgiveness and reconciliation and said we must all work together, that was so thrilling. I'm actually getting a little bit of chills right now just sitting here remembering that moment. So any kind of display of say, forgiveness, charity, kindness, all these things that make us start thinking that somebody is a saint or a god. So simple acts of kindness that people do, acts of loving tenderness, anything like that.
One of the things that I thought was interesting was you said even describing that situation now, that memory, you began to feel again elevated. It sounds as though this feeling of elevation is one that has long-lasting effects.
That remains to be seen. My guess is, if I had a guess right now, it would be that little waves of elevation, like I just had, have very short effects. Probably 10 minutes from now, there's no measurable effect of any sort. But I think that, and this is, again, speculation, but I think that when people have very powerful effects, when some threshold is reached, and especially if there's some social support for the change, I think people can have profound and potentially life-altering changes. So if you look at the biographies or stories about Jesus or Buddha or Mother Teresa or any other such figure, you find that people who encounter them are often so moved and have such a powerful emotional experience at the time that they're willing to drop everything, get rid of, sell all their previous possessions, even change their name, and devote themselves to spreading the word or doing good works or just in any way helping the person who elicited that feeling. So I think it can cause a kind of a conversion experience, in fact.
This raises the question of where this came from, I guess. It seems like most of the emotions that we recognize can be identified as having some practical purpose in the past. Fear makes, if you see something that is dangerous to you, then you run. I mean, there's an obvious benefit to that. Can you see an evolutionary purpose for elevation?
We believe that the evolutionary precursor here is awe in a hierarchical interaction. So if you look at primate interactions, there's very clear dominance and submissiveness. Being in the presence of a very powerful leader has certain effects, emotional effects. And when you look at the original meaning of awe, it's mixed with terror or fear. Awe always has tremendous fear associated with it. So we think that the human mind was shaped, as were other primate minds, for hierarchical interactions and to feel a sense of awe and reverence for great leaders, for those that we look up to. In modern times, this is hard for us to see because we have so few truly hierarchical interactions. We don't generally really respect our bosses or certainly not look up to them as gods. But in a feudal system or in earlier times when people did have a lot of hierarchical interactions, I think it would have been a little clearer.
Most of the time, when we feel what you call elevation, it's due to the actions of someone like Mother Teresa that make us feel like we are better human beings if we follow the example set by someone like that.
In one study, the question was, please describe a situation where you saw a manifestation of humanity's higher or better nature. I left it very abstract like that. And we got a couple of stories about things like Mother Teresa, but most of them were about just friends of the family or strangers they saw on the street. So most of it's pretty mundane, simple stuff. You know, somebody helping somebody else with their groceries or returning a lost wallet or helping a child or an animal. It's usually actually very simple acts of kindness like that.
So it's important to study elevation. What do you expect to learn from it?
Well, there are a number of things. First is just a basic portrait of the human being, of human nature. We have gotten our ideas of human nature from a variety of sources, some of which I think have given us a distorted picture. And in 20th century social science, the general idea was people are basically selfish and greedy. And we can explain everything by positing that people are just out to get as much as they can. And, you know, they follow laws and they help each other if it's in their interest, et cetera. I think that's just completely wrong. I think that human nature is very complex. We are capable of doing horrible and brutal things, but I think a big part of human nature are things like gratitude, love, a desire to have a good reputation, a desire to be a good person. And it's important to include elevation just as a part of our understanding of human nature. I think it's a really beautiful fact about our Constitution that we can be moved to tears by the sight of a stranger doing a good deed for another stranger when there's nothing in it for us.
Jonathan Haidt teaches psychology at the University of Virginia.